Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Freedom Wire, your number one source for patriotic truth. Connor, Sean, Ryan and Sean, no Connor.
We already talked about it. I have less hair.
So. Way less hair. We're here today to talk to you about Comrade Bernie and his gulag-loving cronies mm-hmm. want to put Trump supporters in re-education camps. Mm-hmm. True story.
Yeah.
As weird as that sounds, as weird as that is to say, it's a true story. So tell us what you think about putting...
Do you feel like you need to be re-educated?
Do you think your ideals need to be realigned? Comment below. Also, while you're here, please like the video, share it, subscribe if you haven't, and hit the notifications bell. That way you know, pardon me, whenever a new episode is up. Also, if you want to get further and deeper into our brains, or you would like to buy any of the incredibly cool Freedom Wire swag you see before you.
Hey, there happens to be a Freedom Wire mug.
Please go to freedomwire.com, sign up right on the front page for our daily newsletter, or mm-hmm. go to the store tab and buy some swag. Ooh. That being said, let's jump into...
Hang on a second. We need some music.
Okay.
Get into the mood.
So this will... Well, it gets you into the mood, but it doesn't get me into the mood.
Not that mood.
Like, whenever I think about this, whenever I hear this, all I can think of is Bernie sitting at the table in Rush and Moscow.
Drunk with his
Russian friends, singing Russian drinking songs.
For those that aren't familiar, this is the Soviet Union national anthem.
Yes, and we are done with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was... So Project Veritas...
They do good work.
Is an incredible...
And they're journalists. They're actual journalists. Don't let the media... They make them sound like they're just like pranksters or something.
Yeah, no, no, no. They are investigative journalism mm-hmm. at its finest. Really, really like going deep in order to get the story. We saw it a couple years ago with the Planned Parenthood... where they talked about selling baby body parts. And no, the fact that the mainstream media didn't run with this story tells you a lot about the attitudes towards leftist agendas.
Well, they broke in a lot of stories. James O'Keefe, they kind of got their start with the... they broke a story about Acorn. I don't know if you remember that back during the Obama administration, and it was so successful. They defunded even Obama had to defund Acorn, and so they do some good work. You know, in the last campaign they got a bunch of undercover videos around candidates' campaigns and stuff. These candidates should learn to hire not crazy people because O'Keefe will find them.
Yeah, and the person they found in Bernie's camp,
field director, one of his field
directors. I wanted to bring my phone because I forgot. Jurek.
It's not a silent J.
It might be. I don't know.
Like yogging.
Yeah. Jervik, I think. I think it's V-I-K.
Ricky Jervik.
I'll just go with it. He, if you haven't seen the video, it's quite disturbing what this man says.
Go to Project Veritas.
Some of the things that he says is if... Trump wins, there will be blood in the streets. Oh, no, no. Cities will burn.
Well, or if Bernie doesn't get the nomination at the DNC convention in Milwaukee later this year, he said that the city will... It'll be like 1968 Democratic convention all over again. It'll be violence. That's what he said. Good guy. Good campaign.
Now, effort. Something else that this guy said... There's multiple things that this guy said, but one of the things was... that gulags were not so bad.
All right, so here's a book recommendation. Read Fear No Evil by Nat Sharansky. And he was...
No. Wait.
Natan Sharansky.
Okay.
It's probably Natan, but I don't
probably know. Probably Natan.
Yeah. But anyway, I highly recommend it. It's about his experience being a prisoner in the gulags. And then somebody should make him read that. And then tell me if you think gulags are great.
And for those that don't know what a gulag is, they're forced work camps
in the Soviet Union.
Well,
I mean, they still exist, but that's what they... he's referring to probably the Soviet Union, I think.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because that's what Bernie's people do.
That was like, you know, they would come in and say, well, this is what you're doing now. Mm-hmm. and this is what you're doing now. Move you thousands of miles away.
Oh, by the way, I believe the statistic I saw is 250,000 people died in the gulags, and I'm sure that seems like it's even low. It's a lot
of people. It's part of the deaths that that communism always brings with it.
And it starts with the socialist economy.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the argument that no. So Bernie wants to say he's a democratic socialist, which Jervik has gone ahead and said that Bernie is not a democrat. Lovely. Mm-hmm. Thank you, by the way, for showing that Bernie is. Not that this, I know this guy has ever talked to Bernie Sanders. I don't know. But I tend to think those people can smell their own kind.
Yeah. Yeah.
So him saying that Bernie is not a democratic socialist and is just a pure socialist masquerading as a democratic socialist.
Yeah.
I'll take his.
You don't even need to take his word for it. You just go look at his history back in the 70s and 80s. He openly campaigned for communist candidates for office.
Right.
This is documented. This is not debatable unless. And he's lying when he says, oh, I just want, you know, I'm thinking about Scandinavia. You know, he's just like points to Scandinavia, like Denmark and Sweden. Like, no.
And they're saying, don't point to us because
No, point to Soviet Union because that's what you are, Bernie.
Yeah, and they've said, we're not socialist countries.
Yeah, the President Denmark, I think, came out and said,
don't call us a socialist country.
No, we're a capitalist country with social welfare programs, basically. Right.
Bernie likes to say, oh, yes, democratic socialism. For the record, all socialism enters into effect democratically.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe minus Venezuela, because there was a coup that happened in the... what year was that?
Well, Chavez came to power in 99.
But that was through a coup.
Yeah, well...
It was through a coup. I mean,
yeah,
it was...
But he was re-elected on the...
But he was re-elected,
on the populist agenda. So, I mean, when Lenin took over, I mean, they took over by force, so not necessarily. They can't... They, I mean, Lenin took
no,
over...
No, I mean, I'm thinking, modern day.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I guess socialism took place in Nazi Germany.
The National Socialist Party
took over through democratic means.
But the Nazis are right wing. What? I've never understood that. That's a whole other debate.
But that's ridiculous.
But they're socialists.
Yeah,
they were socialists. They're open about
Everywhere, China. That was maybe I'm wrong here by saying they come around through democratic process.
Yeah, no, I was trying to cut in there and I go, that's actually not really
that's
true.
That's not really true.
No, because China was Mao, he defeated Chiang Kai-shek and he took over in 1949. So and that was a pretty bloody campaign.
Right. North Korea or the Korea
The civil war they had there, the Korean War.
Yeah, so, okay, I'll scratch that what I said.
Yeah.
But if
but it can happen.
Just because
people vote for it doesn't mean it's a good thing.
Right.
That's what cracks me up.
I guess it's really, democratic socialism is not the norm, it's the exception. You know, we have Nazi Germany, we also have...
There's been plenty. I mean, there's Nicaragua. There's been El Salvador. You know, there's all kinds of them. But that we don't. Cuba, Venezuela.
Cuba was a revolution.
Yeah, Cuba. Well, I mean, most of these are. Oh, I thought we were just talking about socialist countries. Anyway, Bernie loves them all. Story. And his supporter there, his field director, basically confirmed that.
And now that we're really getting into the conversation, and I really had a moment to flush this out, is that the only way? Does that prove that Bernie Sanders will not win, regardless if he gets the nomination or not? Because do enough Americans realize that socialism takes us down a very dark path?
Not as much as they used to. I mean,
that's a scary statistic.
That was a given. Back during the Cold War, we were all united against a common enemy, the Soviet Union and the rest of the communist bloc. It's true. One, you know, I've been writing a lot about socialism and stuff over the last year or so, and there's a lot of misinformation out there, and that's on both sides. I don't think people understand how they just throw the word out, and I don't think they really understand. So, like, even just like big government, welfare programs is not social. I mean, they might be socialist, but that doesn't make you a socialist country.
Right.
It's complete ownership of the means of production, and the government runs the economy, basically. And then that always, every time that happens, there's always shortages, by the way. There's always shortages. There ends up being violence. There ends up being authoritarianism. It just happens every single time. Again, the left hates that we point to Venezuela, which is why I keep bringing it up. Because that is a case study in the modern age. Like, right. We can just look at it. When Chavez took over, he nationalized everything. He took over everything. And then it led to violence. It happens every time.
And
they're starving to death there.
And we've talked. What else we've talked about, that's the direction the left doesn't realize they have to go. And here's how it goes. You have centrist, then you have the left. Left of... like Democrats and liberalism is socialism. Left of that is communism.
Well, I think that's important you bring this up because and Dennis Prager's talked about this before about between liberal and leftist. There is a difference. They're not all the same. Just like conservatism on the right, we're not all the same. We don't agree on everything. So it is important. Like, so that's why I think a lot of people that think they're socialists really aren't. That's the thing. They've like changed the definition of the word. Bernie Sanders knows what he is.
Right.
He absolutely is. And it was a tell when he talked about the breadline. How about
they're good things. What?
Yeah, no. Starving's not great. It's not good, Bernie.
The fact that he said that should disqualify him from ever becoming a president.
And the sad part, the scary part is he probably, if the rules were different last time, he would have been the nominee.
And probably would have beaten Trump.
That's the scary part, because he was, and not because he was riding there, you know, he was riding kind of a populist wave. This time, I feel like he wouldn't beat Trump this time.
No, he won't. He won't.
Well, one, because of Trump's record, and two, because I think people are, people know more about him now.
Right.
I mean, a lot of America didn't, they're like, oh, he seems good.
Bernie's appeal was the same as Trump's. Yeah. He seemed to be of a different ilk than our everyday politician. He seemed to be like, it was a fresh, look. Mm-hmm. Like he wasn't politics, as usual. You know what I'm saying? It was something. It was something different. That's what he had going for him. And Trump being the same had that same thing. He was not an actual politician. This was not going to be politics as usual either one of these guys.
It definitely was not in 2016, and it's still not.
Right.
Lots of change. But I think that's important. So we're going back to the socialism comment, discussion, is that I think people that aren't, they don't realize they're not socialists. And I think even Cortez, I don't even think she really understands it.
But
herself that. They keep changing the definition. It's like a friend of mine, Larry Reed, who writes for Fee, former President Fee, he goes, it's like trying to stick Jell-O to the wall, trying to figure out what the definition of socialism is or whatever, because they keep changing it.
Right.
From what it actually is.
But to me, what's scary is with this whole Jervik and his Bernie-ness,
I like that.
Two things. Number one is the fact that he says that Trump supporters should be re-educated. So what does that mean? Are they going to round us all up and put us into camps?
Yeah, it's kind of 1984-ish.
And then the other thing, which you will be hearing about later, is what does this say about Bernie Sanders that he does not fire this guy from his campaign? What does that say? Does that say, well, the guy is not saying anything wrong in my eyes?
Yeah, why didn't their camp, you think their communication team would be like, hey, he doesn't speak for us, whatever, he's fired, like.
I haven't heard anything from the Bernie camp.
I haven't either. I mean, maybe they will at some point, after the podcast is up, but as of now, we haven't heard anything.
Nothing. So, what does that say about Bernie? Does that mean the guy basically just touted towed the Bernie line? Is that, and Bernie's fine with it? Or is he so preoccupied that he hasn't had a chance to see? Here's the thing. This really hasn't hurt him at all.
No, he's been moving up the polls. And which is pretty amazing, by the way. The guy had a freaking heart attack like 2 months ago, a couple months ago.
And not only that,
he literally had a heart attack.
What he should do is he should thank Elizabeth Warren for trying to call him a sexist.
Yeah, that a woman can't.
She just basically, I think Elizabeth Warren put the nail in her coffin. with that attempt.
Kim Across is not very likable and mean, and yeah, like I don't feel bad for Bernie, but I definitely take a side on that. I mean, clearly, they had, one, it's a private conversation they had. I mean, so, and second of all, as he said, she said, so how can he prove he didn't say it? And third of all, he's actually on record saying that he thinks a woman could be elected president. So unless he just, like, contradicts, I don't know. I mean, this is kind of the stupid stuff that is in the politics now. It's like, and then they had the hot mic moment where, that you know, she's like, she goes up to Bernie, he's like, did you just call me a liar on national TV and something? And he's like, you called me a liar, he called me one or whatever. And he's like, all right, we're not going to talk about this anymore. It's like, it's just so petty.
I wonder if they're friends. I wonder if they squashed it or if...
I mean, they claim to have been friends before.
So. That's what I'm saying. If they're eating dinner...
They wouldn't attack each other before. Remember, for a long time, this was the first time they had in a debate because they had kind of a no confrontation
pact. Yeah, well, you know what that tells you is Warren...
She's getting desperate.
Getting desperate.
Yeah, and CNN broke that story about that. I'm sure it wasn't leaked by her campaign.
Well, and here's the other part. Now, Bernie is banning CNN from his events and not giving them information.
Where's Jim Acosta? Where is Jim Acosta? CNN reporter. Where are you, Jim?
Bernie, are you saying that CNN is biased? Get the heck out of town. Yeah. You know, we've only been saying it for 10 years.
They're clearly trying to push Warren. For whatever reason, they've always liked Warren. I'm not really sure why. Maybe it's because of I don't know. The media clearly is like Warren. They tried to push Kamala Harris too for a while. Maybe they just want a woman to be president so bad. I don't know. It's like even Biden, they're not really keen on Biden so much. It's like there's not like a love affair with any of those candidates. And they're not in love with Warren, but they just seem to be pushing. You know, like, oh God, you remember when Obama ran? Oh, the media. It was disgusting.
Well, yeah, because the first year I bought into it.
Yeah, I know, but I'm referring to
that. I am a reformed liberal.
Yeah.
Just in case you guys are wondering. So that's one of my greatest... The fact that I'm a reformed liberal is one of my greatest weapons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In this.
No, it is.
Because I had that mentality.
You know how they...
Of thinking. Course, I wasn't to the extreme like a lot of these people, but I was like, to me, it was about compassion and helping people. And I really thought that that's what the Democrats were about until my eyes were opened and I saw, no, the Democrats care nothing about people. They care only about power and keeping power.
Yeah.
It's like, it's...
Well, I think there's people like you that believe that, but the problem is then you see that it's the government doing it is not, it makes it worse. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, but I agree. I think a lot the people in power are like that, but a lot of this everyday Democrats... They feel that way, but like, if you just gotta look at the history, the government always screws things up. It always screws things up. They make things worse every time.
I'd say 10, well, maybe about 12 years ago, if Bernie ran, I would have been on the Bernie train.
Oh, really? Oh, you were that? Yeah.
Not so much that, but like everything he seems like it's all about the people. Plus, he's from Vermont, which is one of my favorite places on the planet. It's actually, if I could have a place anywhere in the world as like my home base, and it would be Vermont. I love Vermont.
I've heard it's really nice.
And him being...
Was it the Blue Ridge Mountains?
No, the...
What mountains are in there?
It's the Catskills? Green Mountains.
Oh, okay. Green Mountains.
So I love Vermont.
What's with like these crazy Democrats from beautiful states? Like California is a beautiful state.
California is another beautiful state. Yeah. I've only been there once.
Yeah.
But that drive on the Pacific Coast Highway, I drove from Huntington Beach down to Laguna Beach. It is one of the most beautiful sights I've ever seen.
All
the way up
the West Coast, Washington State, unbelievable. Oregon State, you know, Oregon is really. I mean, all these liberal states, like New York, upstate New York is great too. Like, well, you're from there, except for you, but...
Well, no, Western New York is blue-collar.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the mountains in there and stuff, like... Yeah, upstate or whatever. Anyway.
So, you know, look, we have to be careful. Bernie, see, and I think what we should take away from this whole Project Veritas thing is Bernie is way more dangerous than he looks.
Oh yeah, absolutely, and you know he's not the only staffer that's probably is like that. You know there, well, I think O'Keefe's been teasing that there's more videos. They've already released two this week, so I love his candidates. This is a whole 2020 campaign that they've been doing this, these exposés or whatever. So I'm really interested. Keep checking the Project Veritas Twitter feed.
That's my takeaway from this whole thing is Bernie Sanders. He comes off as unassuming. He comes off as like
the funny, crazy uncle.
Funny, crazy old guy. Like he's been Bernie. One of the most entertaining guys on the Democratic stage. At the debates, he's kind of making little quips. Like, he's kind of self-deprecating a lot. Like, he says things about himself. Oh, that was probably me. That wasn't a bad Bernie, I don't think.
You just got to flop the hands.
That was probably me.
Yeah.
He comes off as unassuming and harmless. But I think it's the opposite. I think Bernie is, after this whole Project Veritas thing, I think Bernie's the most dangerous candidate on the stage.
Well, I think he's always been. He's always been.
But I didn't come... Like, again, I see it was what I saw on the surface. But what this reveal from Project Veritas has showed me is, no, he is not harmless. Mm-hmm. This guy is really bad for our country.
I'm surprised you thought he was harmless. I've always thought he was dangerous for our country.
You know what it is? You know how you dismiss crazy? Like, you just, he's way too crazy.
Like, nobody would, like...
Nobody's going to take him seriously.
Well, because, okay, I see what you're saying. So, he's kind of like a... People just look at him outwardly and they think, he's
a likable guy.
He could do no harm.
Right, he could do no harm, but...
Yes, he could.
After watching that Project Veritas, and those are the people that he's attracting, that lets you know how dangerous this man really is. And why we can't let him... If he gets the nomination, more than any other person up there, even more than Warren, he is one that we cannot let win, ever.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah, at that point, like, if Emory's going to win, he's like, well, okay, go ahead, Biden. honestly, that's how I felt. Actually, that's how I felt in 2016. Actually, I've told this people a lot. This is like, you know, like a lot of my friends in my generation, they're like Bernie, and I would go to them, you know what, if you put a gun in my head and made me choose Hillary or Bernie, I would choose Hillary.
Yeah.
Bernie is that dangerous. Like, she's just corrupt.
She's corrupt.
You can deal with that. Like, you can, you know, we have laws and stuff. Like, you can get around that. Well, of course, they always get away with it. But you know what I'm saying? Like, but Bernie, he fundamentally changed the country. There's no coming back from that.
Done. Yeah. Done. America's done if he wins.
Yeah. So
we cannot let, socialism has a foothold. We need to find a way to stamp that out.
Yeah. And education is part of it. Just people don't know about it. And they think they hear this pie in the sky crap. Like, it would actually work.
Maybe that'll be our next push.
By the way, they always say, you know, they're like, even on the right, we'll like say socialism never works. They're like, I don't want it to work. Like, even if in the ideal outcome of it, I don't want to be equal with everybody. You know what I mean?
I want to rise above.
Yeah, not just that. I want to be, because it takes away your individuality, your uniqueness of who you are. You just become another part of the commune. You know, you just become another part of the crowd. That's what makes America great. I think Reagan talked
about... What do they call them in 1984? Stalags?
I don't remember exactly, but they... But like Reagan said, that, you know, the individual genius of the individual has been really, you know, more prevalent here than anywhere else in history. And that's what I mean, at the end of the day, being an American is being an individual.
Right.
Being yourself, as long as you don't trample on the rights of others.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm very libertarian on people's, like what they want to do with, you know, their...
And you've heard me say it. I believe America is built on a nation of rebels.
We are rebels. That's not even an opinion. That's true.
Right. Yeah. But like, we are rebels to our core.
Yeah.
Like, you want us to do things, we don't want to do them.
I think that's why people I think a lot of people support Trump is because he's got that rebel spirit.
Trump has got that rebel spirit. Mm-hmm. That is exactly it. Yeah. I think we'll go ahead and end it there.
Hey, campaigns, be careful. A Project Veritas.
Yeah. Well, no. By the way, let's thank James O'Keefe and
his organization. Yeah,
and his organization.
We got to meet some of them down here. They're very friendly.
Yeah, thank you guys for the hard work you guys do. You're definitely an asset, not just to conservatives, but just to America,
to journalism,
to bringing the truth and showing the truth of what really happens, what's going on behind these closed doors.
I will salute you with our Freedom Wire mug.
I would.
Which, if you guys would like to get, tip of the hat. Yeah. If you'd like to get them, go to our store tab at the top at freedomwire.com.
Yeah, so thank you guys. Thank you for listening. Please comment on this video. Let us know what you think. Like the video, share the video. It seems like we're being shadow banned by YouTube.
So really spread.
So really spread this video. This is something that
I mean I know we're so dangerous.
Yeah,
we're so but yeah, we're very violent, as you can see.
If you look at what's going on with Freedom Wire, you could start to see the what would seem to be a bias or a some kind of a suppression.
Right, demonetizing.
Demonetizing.
It's funny because we just, you know, getting into the media now, it's you used to read about it with different people like Crowder and stuff. Now you're experiencing it. So,
hello. And we're the little people.
Yeah, I know. What are you afraid of? We're just
two guys or three guys talking about politics.
Having coffee, you know.
So, please share the video, like it, comment. Subscribe. Also, if you want any of the Freedom Wire swag, or you want to delve deeper into our brains and the way we think and get more in depth on the stories that matter to conservatives, please subscribe to the newsletter. You can do all of that at freedomwire.com.
Share our stuff too. If you like an article we write, share it around. Another way to stick it to the social media people.
Other than that, do you have anything you'd like to add?
I would just like to say Epstein didn't kill himself.
That's pretty good assumption. And I will add, as I always do, America, stay free.